Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette Police Department launches online crime reporting system. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shalane. The Gillette Police Department has launched a new online reporting system, providing residents with a convenient way to report non-emergency incidents. According to a press release from the City of Gillette Public Affairs Office, this system is specifically designed for minor crimes where no suspect has been identified, such as harassing phone calls, vandalism, and theft. Reports can be submitted anonymously, but if you provide contact information, the department promises to follow up within 3 business days. Gillette Police Chief Chuck Deaton says the goal is to make the department more accessible to the community, and the new online reporting tool is a step toward that. For emergencies, the public should still call 911 or use the text to 911 service if speaking isn't possible or safe. For non-emergencies, you can also call 682-5155 or use the online reporting form available on the Gillette Police Department's website. The department's mission remains focused on proactive service, community partnerships, and ensuring safety and fairness for all. Elk fire grows to nearly 88,000 acres. The Elk Fire near Story, Wyoming has now grown to 87,805 acres, with containment dropping from 32% to 28% over the weekend. Lightning sparked the blaze, which now has 901 personnel working to control it. The fire's expansion has prompted new evacuation alerts for residents near the Sheridan-Johnson County line. Crews are focusing on the fire's southern edge, with both day and night shifts actively patrolling and preparing for possible fire line expansion. Aircraft are assisting with firefighting efforts, although smoke and visibility issues could limit their operations. Cooler temperatures and higher humidity are helping to slow the fire's growth, but the situation remains serious as crews work to protect communication sites and structures. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shalane.